This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Ooh, hello, everybody, on this gorgeous, wonderful, amazing Thursday.
Summer's back.
For pumping it up. Yeah. I know. Summer's back.
Smooth 92.
Is that what it is right now?
Yeah.
Dale just came in and asked me, and I said, well, I have a black on black truck, so inside the Ford it was, but I don't know about outside.
Yeah.
Really?
I got back sweat.
Oh, gross.
TMI.
I'm like, I don't know whether to say I'm sorry or just be grossed. So
yeah, I can say anything I want because you didn't introduce me, so I'm incognito.
Everybody knows who you are already, but yeah. Ellen Painter.
Yeah. How are you, Douglas County?
Everybody knows. You don't hardly leave me on my own anymore, so
I know.
You know we need to add your name in on that.
No, that's too much pressure. If you add my name, then I have to be here. It's like, it's bad enough my name's on the business
office.
Card at the office. Yeah. So I have to at least be there till 3, 2.
Except
on Wednesdays.
You and I have both been kind of busy going different directions today or whatever.
Been flying.
I don't know if Cheryl told you this when you came back from one of your many trips today, but we had a special visitor come across the street today and tell us how much he appreciated the flowers and the decorations and everything, that he was having a very hard day at work, a certain sad situation, which will remain private, but he said, I looked out the window and I saw that and it just made me feel better. Like the day is still going to be a good day.
Well, thank you. I needed that too because it's like, you know, it's a little bit of work getting everything up there. And then, you know, battling our local natives who seem to like to take things. And, you know, so it's like, that's why I always got to have spares. I'm not going to let the wind, but, you know, it's good to hear. I'm glad someone gets some joy out of it. I do it, you know, to make the you and all the other girls at the office happy. It's like, girls, I hope is that sexist?
The ladies, I don't know, whatever. Doesn't bother me.
No, well, I hope not, because everybody knows that the girls are my bosses. So, you know, it's not a demeaning quality at all. So, thank you for that.
Really sweet.
But, you know, so, you know, it is neat. I love Cowboy Christmas, as we used to call it when we were rodeoing.
Mm-hmm.
Rodeoing, also known as falling off animals really fast. But
hitting the ground hard.
Yeah. That's, so people say, hey, what's happened to you? It's like, well, I wasn't really good at it. I was good at landing on my head. So,
or maybe your hip. That's why it needed some help.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But. I didn't plan on living this long.
Brother.
Well.
That's ridiculous.
If I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have done a few things
better
different.
Take better care of yourself.
I'm not sure about taking a bear.
Story got me in my feelers, and I'm
cool.
I'm not going to cry. But it was darn tootin' close when he told me the story.
Well, I wish I was there.
I wish you were too.
I never hear the good stuff, but I was out getting pheasant food.
It was super important.
Well, thank you.
And very, very genuine. So it was, I was like, I wished you were there too, but I did say I would share that and pass it along. And really, we haven't got to hardly see each other. We've been both going in.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, I always go by, if one person says something good, that means 20 are thinking it. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So I had to run in a store and get pheasant food. My pheasants are growing. I remember growing, you know.
What's your number now? I mean, the listeners kind of are on this journey with you now.
Yeah.
So
well, you know, if you missed it, growing up, we used to have pheasants around here. So I'm on a mission. Coastal has some pheasants. Mm-hmm. I bought 20. Then we quickly discovered that those little suckers can still fly and a little crack in the coop. So then I went down to 16. And then something pulled open the door. Then I went down to 0. Mm-hmm. But I found 3 that day, so I went up to 3. And the next day, I found 7 more, so I'm back to 10.
Oh, we're back to 10.
Yes.
Okay. So I just have to even ask.
Soon, you know, one day after I'm gone and everyone sees the pheasants, you know, multiplying and all over Douglas County, you'll always say, I remember when Alan reintroduced that, you know.
That could be. I'm going to leave you with that nice little thought.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we have a return visitor today, so we're
excited. She just lights up the room.
Yes, you do.
She's got a smile that's brighter than the darn lights in here. So
I would love to introduce Liz Jones, who is on the board for Riverbend Live. Thank you for coming back.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so we know we're getting close. When is the first concert?
Next Friday, June 30th.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
So 1 week from tomorrow, we're going to have some music out in Winston.
We're getting excited.
So tell us who's up on the schedule for your first concert.
Our first concert is Amatha Kia. And she's from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, how fun.
She's a blues folk singer.
Nice.
Yeah.
We don't have that around much, so people should go and check her out.
Absolutely.
Has she been here before, Liz? I know some people have come, you know, and come back, or is she, will this be her first time?
If you saw her last year at the Half Shell, you probably were blown away, and you're going to want to come back and see her this year.
Oh, you guys stole her from the Half Shell.
Some of us saw her there. We thought she was so great. So when her booking agent pitched her to us, we were like, Yes.
We would love a Douglas County Encore. Thank you very much.
Right. And it's always good, you know, to return. People who've heard your music will be excited to hear it again.
Well, you know, that I never thought about it. That's kind of one of the drawbacks, you know, because you're not talking about frontline entertainers. So a lot of them are one and done. And we never hear from them again. So to find somebody that, you know, it was really good last year and be able to hear them again and that's awesome. We build up a little local audience.
Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely. Whatever folk is.
Yeah.
You're so goofy. I do have a question, because I know that people can lay out their quilts or their blankets or do chairs. I mean, all's well and welcome out there.
Tents.
Yeah. Okay, but like sometimes RVs. At the Half Shell, like you'll go by and it looks like a massive quilt by 8 in the morning.
Yeah,
and
eight
then
in
sprinklers
the morning.
Come on sometimes too. Yeah. So... Liz, give us the inside scoop. When can people put their blanket down and not be at risk for sprinklers?
Some of our board members go as early as 8 in the morning. But honestly, when I was there last year, it was plenty, you know, there was plenty of room for chairs and blankets up till 6 o'clock. It's not as tight, and it's a little bit more laid back, low key. There's room. If you want to come and
maybe.
You want to be front and center, yeah, you never know.
This one might not be.
Yeah, if you have a group of 20, show up early.
Yeah,
if you want to be front and center and have a certain spot, then come early, come at 10, 8 in the morning, whatever suits your fancy. There's no gates at the park, so you can come and then go home and come back with your picnic later. But we also, you know, prefer to have the blankets and the low things up front, and then we ask for the chairs to be further back, so no one's blocking anyone's view.
It's really kind of fun. Alan and those guys always put out blankets, you know, at the fair, and it's fun to sit on that. But for some people, it's like it's a little hard after, you know, for 2 hours or whatever. So whatever you need to do to be comfortable and enjoy the show, make sure you do it.
Absolutely. Plus, there's food trucks and Looking Glass Brewery are going to be there, and you might want to get your food and have your picnic and settle in and visit with your friends before the show starts.
Just relax. Have no strangers, as I say. If you don't know the people next to you, you will in 5 minutes if you just say, hi, I'm Shannon.
Oh, absolutely.
So go socialize.
Yeah, you can either hang out there, do like I did, hang out the DMV for an hour today and get to meet everybody. But, you know, for those of me, you know, like me, who think there's two types of music, country and Western, you know, this presents an awesome opportunity to get out and sip some other. And you know, it is really funny, though, when you say, okay, the folk music or this kind of the music. Or the,
right.
And you get to hear the roots of that in country Western, you know, or in rock music. You can, you know, so it's really not that different. But, and I would encourage everybody to get out there and never heard folk music to go out there and enjoy. It's going to be a 9.9 of a weather, you know, just nice. Warm enough, the beer's going to taste good. So
drink it quick and get a refill. I feel like good music is when you can just tell a story. I mean, the storytelling behind music and songs, it's like, if you can tell a story, I'm in. I just like that. I love a story. Yeah. I love the meanings or trying to figure it out.
Yeah, so but you got big feelers. See, the rest of the world, we just want to tap our toes or shake our booty. So
I do have big feelers.
Most of the time, we don't even know what the words are saying. So
so you may also enjoy the first show a lot because there's a lot of country influence in her music.
Yep. So
check one.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
So what about, you mentioned food trucks. We touched on that just a little bit. So how many and what kind maybe do you have coming? And you said the Looking Glass Brewery, so we've got that covered.
We do. We also have the festival concession stand always open.
Okay.
The kids love to run and get nachos and right. hot dogs and hamburgers and things mm-hmm. like that. But we have Relished Dog Food Truck on the 30th next Friday. And
so do the food trucks change from week to week?
They do change week to week.
Oh, that's fun.
And we don't bring lots and lots of them because we want the ones to come
be successful.
And be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. That's nice.
And it's also fine to bring a picnic, bring a you know, bottle of wine to share with your friends, buy some beer from Looking Glass Brewery. Because it's fresh and good.
And cold.
And Relished is good, by the way. Mm. They got some incredible hot dogs. I heard their pizza is amazing, too, but we had hot dogs one day at the office, and they were amazing. So
I've heard good things about Relished Dog, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like gourmet.
Yeah, he's kind of picky, too, so that's a really high compliment.
Yeah.
You love your
when it comes
food.
To my hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah, you love your fair
yeah,
food.
Yeah, I'm a refined eater of right. processed pork.
Well, and the show starts at 7. We make a few announcements and, you know, do housekeeping stuff. We bring a few sponsors and people on stage to thank them. And, yeah, it's pretty low-key, though, all in all.
Well, I also, we're going to take a break here in just a moment. So I want to ask you about the sponsors afterwards because we want to make sure. I mean, those are the people that are making it possible, as well as your board. So you have a board that helps out, and so
we do, and we're all volunteers, so we put a lot of time and energy, and without our sponsors and major sponsors and benefactors, this would not be happening. So we have a lot of thank yous to say,
and I think that when you go out there with that attitude of knowing these people are volunteers and they've created this and put this together for your enjoyment and for everybody else's enjoyment. So
absolutely.
Be respectful and kind.
Yeah, those musicians aren't free. Those are professional musicians. So somebody has to pay that bill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm reading this wonderful quote on your wall, Shannon.
In the studio here. Yeah.
Yeah. Heroes are not giant statues framed against a red sky. They are people who say, this is my community and it is my responsibility to make it better.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do by bringing live music and cultural arts to Winston and Douglas County.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk about some of those sponsors. So we'll be back in just a moment. This is your cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. This is your cue. We're, as usual, since I didn't say this in the beginning, we're always celebrating, uplifting, and educating. And
you're a little off today, so you're forgiven.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of you to say I'm a little off. Because I feel like I'm a whole universe away. And that's Alan Painter, as always, just giving me such praise and kindness.
Hey, I'm here to keep you in line and use you to make our crowd smile.
Oh, you're funny. You're a funny guy. Okay, well, make the crowd smile. That would be Liz.
So. Yeah, you're a whipping girl.
Liz Jones, on the board for River of Bend Live, is with us. And so when we left off, Liz, we were talking about, you know, there's a board of volunteers that make this possible. And so, first of all, thank you to them for everybody's volunteerism. And a list of sponsors. All these things, like Alan said, cost money. So we're assuming you have some sponsors that maybe we could give some shout outs to.
And first of all, I'd like to thank your station and Brooks Communication. Kyle is on our board, Kyle Bailey, mm-hmm. from your stations. You guys provide us a lot of wonderful publicity, and that helps bring the people out. The volunteers do the work, and you guys come out and have fun.
Nice.
Yeah. But others I'd love to thank are our benefactors. They're the folks who give money about $2,000 or higher, or a value of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mo Nichols, our founder. She supports us big time. Fox 34, KLSR, NBC, Channel 16, KMTR, My Oregon TV, KEVU, Looking Glass Brewery, Jefferson Public Radio, Lauren Young, Les Schwab Tires, Taylor Family Mortuary, DB Pro Audio, who does our sound for all our shows, Roseburg Forest Products, ABC News 9, KEZI, and The News Review.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's well, a long and list. It wouldn't be possible without the sponsors. And so it's always nice to thank them and give them credit where it's due. And, you know, so people can go out to those local businesses and support a business that's supporting something that they're passionate about, too. So.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, we've got a list here of all those sponsors. And I wish we had time to read them all. We just don't.
Yeah, would love to mention, I won't be able to, but I'd love to bring attention to our Facebook page and our website, because in addition to the people who put that amount of money, we also have the $1,000 donors who give us from small businesses in Winston and Douglas County, lots of small businesses.
Yeah, and without them, you know, it's a lot of small bricks. I mean, we love our major sponsors, but it's mm-hmm. those small bricks that really put it over. So when you see the poster, when you go on the Facebook, read the fine print, because those businesses mm-hmm. are our local heroes that and you'll recognize us. The names are the same that we see from one event to the other. These are cherished partners in our community. So be sure to look through the list.
That's true. And we put out little cards this time and left stacks at restaurants and bars and, you know, various places around town. So pick one up, because that's your calendar. You can stick it on your refrigerator, and you can read on the back who are all the wonderful sponsors who supported the program.
Oh, that's really nice. And like I said, it's super important, and those are the businesses that we should be spending our dollars at.
Absolutely.
I love it. We have a very generous community.
Oh, amazing.
We do. And all of our volunteers, too. We have a board of, I believe it's 7, and they give of their time, mm-hmm. you know.
Absolutely. So I know we just touched briefly. I mean, before you were on, we talked about some of the artists, but can you give us kind of a quick rundown again of who you have coming for your lineup?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, Amethyst Kia on June 30th. That's next Friday. By the way, Amethyst is going to be on Inside Douglas County Radio next Wednesday at 12:30 to 1 with Kyle Bailey here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good job, Liz.
That was good.
nice plug.
What a good opportunity to get to know that artist. But
yeah,
you know,
he'll be talking about her career and her coming here, and then
that's
fun. Then. Starting, these are all Fridays, so mm-hmm. July 7th, we have Blitz and Trapper, a band based in Portland. They're alternative rock folk. July 14th, Jackie Venson, who is a blues soul singer with a great band.
So you do like blues, Alan.
I do like blues. I like blues, especially live. There's an energy you get with live blues.
You should come to that. And then Cowboy Poetry, which is going to be a blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's July 21st. We have our youth theater. We haven't talked about a lot today, but youth theater is so fun to watch these kids and how much they've grown through this 6-week camp. And they present on July 28th and 29th with the same full professional sound and lighting. Mm. And, you know, what a thrill for everyone.
And that started now. They're starting, right?
They've already started rehearsing and learning their parts and dancing and making costumes. They're in midstream right now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And who's the director for that? We'll give him a shout out.
Let's see. Thank you for reminding me. His name is on the tip of my tongue, but he's the Umpqua Community College theater director.
Perfect.
Bart.
So this is the real deal. We got professionals involved.
Yeah, that's
amazing. We do. Awesome. Yeah.
But it's such a wonderful thing for the kids to do while they're on summer break, and a positive thing. You know, idle little bodies can get in trouble, but we keep them busy with something positive.
Well, and it's a lasting thing for these kids, even if they're behind the stage, you know, doing the work behind the stage. I mean, my daughter was one of the actors, and it just really propelled her, you know, and gave her confidence to move it out in the world. So it's truly a blessing that lasts a lifetime.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We were just talking about Brooke the other day and her little part. Cheryl and I were in the office, so that's funny.
Very fun.
But yeah. So that will be like the grand finale of the River Bend Live. Will be the kids.
The youth theater. Yeah.
The youth theater.
Mm-hmm. And the play is called Toad and Frog. It's super cute. It's called A Year with Frog and Toad. Let me get that right. A Year with Toad and Frog. And it's about close
friendship or something, wasn't it? I remembered last
Between
time I was like, oh, that's
not
sounds...
likely to be friends, but who are.
But end up anyway.
Friends. Yeah.
Well, that's really neat. Yeah. And what else was I going to say? Oh, you said there's not gates at the park, but, and so people can go. In at any time, but what time will the concessions be opened, or would a food truck?
Right, so the food trucks usually arrive between 5 and 5:30.
Okay.
People are welcome to come early.
Yeah, come early before the lines early. Get long, what I'm thinking.
Yep, eat, get a bottle of wine, share it with your neighbors.
Yeah, it's like bring your dessert and then eat your food there, buy your food there.
Absolutely.
Bring your dessert.
And, you know, there's a skate park there, so if you have young teens or middle schoolers who want to come, there's and there's a playground, so there's plenty to occupy the younger folks.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful time. And again, thank you for everything that you do and the board does and all the volunteers, because I know there's more than that with parking and all the logistics of everything.
We work all year round to make this happen.
But you say that with the most joyous, wonderful smile on your
so
face.
Happy.
I wish we had video in here.
She's totally exhausted, but she's so happy still. See? Like I said, she's a ray of sunshine.
You truly are. Why I'm like, keep it up. And I hope we see her smiling after it's all done and over and you feel great
about
what you guys accomplished.
You might see some bags under my eyes, but you'll still see me smiling.
If anybody wants to see a permanent smile, check out today's news review.
Let's talk about that.
There's a picture of her in there.
Tell us about the article.
So I perform in a group called Vine Cats, and last night we performed at Melrose Vineyard, and it was summer solstice. The story is actually about the solstice and how they were celebrating it with a wine music event that they do every other Wednesday, I think. And Abacella does the opposite Wednesdays, and I perform there on occasion as well. But there was a news review reporter taking photos and interviewing the staff at Melrose, and I somehow got my picture in the paper today.
See?
And Kyle was so kind and brought it in. It's like, surprise!
Yeah. And I'm like, how do you have time? And it's like...
It's a really nice picture.
It's a wonderful looking article.
Oh,
so.
And there's dancers on the front and beautiful summer setting.
Get the news review today and
You heard it.
Get
here
to know
first.
Liz a little bit better. Yeah.
News flash.
And if you weren't at Melrose Vineyard, you probably missed out last night.
Well, I'm coming back next month there.
Oh, there you go. So. Do you know what date?
Off the top of my head, I don't recall.
That was an unfair question because we did not talk about it, so you're good.
I think there was a lot of wine involved last night, right?
But check their website.
As Shannon would say, Google it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their Facebook page.
Yes. So if anybody wants to get any more information, like there's something we skipped over, they want to know, or they didn't get the order, tell us where they can find the information online.
Yeah. Facebook. Riverbend Live has a Facebook page. And we also have a website, riverbendlive.org.
Riverbendlive.org.
We have a contact sheet. Fill out a question. If you have any questions, we'll get back to you.
Come and volunteer.
Yeah, if you want to volunteer, it's right there. What
Absolutely.
A great place to volunteer.
So we love to have people help us set up and break down. It's a lot of work, and the more hands, the merrier.
Faster it goes.
The faster it goes.
Yeah.
And help with parking and all that sort of thing.
Anything you feel like. I mean, this is just important to keep it going in our community. So if anybody feels so inclined, let's keep it going.
And because even though we are blessed by the sponsors, it wouldn't be possible without volunteers. So, what a great place to volunteer. Listen to music, make some new friends.
It is a great place to make new friends. And, organizers should contact us, too, because it's always nice to expand the board and keep it fresh with new ideas.
New ideas.
New blood.
Absolutely. Well, Liz, thank you so much for taking time out of what we know is your busy schedule right now in the what's tomorrow, the last week before it happens. So the best of luck, and I just know you're going to have a wonderful, successful season this year.
Yeah, and I'd like to offer a big, big thank you for everything you do for our community. I mean, another blessing that just makes Douglas County the best place in the world to live. So thank you for everything you and all the board and all your volunteers do for us.
You're welcome. I will definitely pass that on.
Please do. As they have their board meeting tonight.
That's right.
Give them a big hug from all of us.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's that time to take a break already. So we'll be back after this brief break with Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter. You're listening to Your Cue. And, again, I don't have somebody on the local business bus because we're rescheduling because it's crazy, people.
Yeah, sorry about that noise coming out of the break there. I almost missed my chair and fell on the floor, but,
Well, you didn't, or they would have heard spontaneous... Crush. Laughter.
Not how are you?
I would have got to that after the laughter. I would have to compose myself. But
that was a close one.
Just the thought of it, actually.
Just the thought of it brings joy to your face. She's smiling from ear to ear. She's smiling so much her eyes are closed.
I know, they're lost. Yeah, I have that issue. Oh goodness gracious. So, but anyway, there's a lot to cover anyway today, so it's kind of okay. But
we got one I really would love to start out with because it's kudos to our listeners.
Absolutely. Okay, so last week, rarely do I get on my talk about stuff and go on and on, but I kind of did because it was super important and I felt very passionate about it, and that was talking about the Stone family, Shane and Christy Stone and their daughter Bella. Who had not been doing well and had been sent up to OHSU, and they were basically told, "Hey, you're going to be here for a couple months. Comfy because you're not going in."
And you were off the kidney transplant list, correct?
Pretty darn close. She was on the road to maybe that may be happening if they can't get things fixed. So there was infection all over. There was something going on in the heart that needed to be tended to, but they didn't want to. I mean, with what they thought it was. Anyway, we reached out to our listeners and said, hey, we know we have prayer warriors on here. We know we have a lot of people that believe. Please just lift this family and this young lady up in prayer.
Well, yeah, and I would like to add that, you know, she was in bad shape.
Bad shape.
That day, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you had just spoken to the family.
Yeah, I'd been messaging with mom, and because I wanted their blessing, honestly. You know, that's absolutely really important to come on here and share somebody's truth, you know. And anyway, this thing has just, I mean, everybody had Christy on her Facebook. Honestly, Christy Stone, go friend request her. She's amazing. But her and Shane. But she said, you know, we believe in the Lord. We pray. We believe in the prayer warriors. Like, we believe in all of this. So why am I feeling God-smacked the fact that within days of the show, and they get news that she might be coming home this weekend, y'all, and things aren't exactly what they thought they were, all in the good favor. And so Bella, you know, may be coming home real soon.
Yeah, so, I mean, just shows you. I mean, how many times I say, well, I'll pray for you. And it, unfortunately, it becomes like a cliche.
Yeah, not for me. If I say it, man, I mean it.
And so I know that our listeners prayed. I prayed.
Yeah.
And to see a complete 180 turnaround, it just is amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. I don't know why we'd be amazed at what God can do, but he does. He amazes us.
And it's just like, we know medically what they were saying.
Yeah.
And the situation was
dire.
Not great.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah, this wasn't a splinter, folks. This was
serious. Yeah, and so to not think you're even coming home as a parent and hoping and praying you're bringing your child home, to bringing her home, you know, hopefully this weekend, or be home for 4th of July, whatever. This is amazing. Like, this is it. This is miracles. This is amazing. This is God's work.
Throw around that word, because I think it's thrown around, the miracle word, but it really is. It's amazing when the doctors just don't have an explanation for it. And we type, we do.
So we do.
It's because of Douglas County.
Yeah, but I just am like, wow, all the prayer warriors out there. And I know there's more than just Douglas County, because Christy is really into Lime Life, which is a makeup, and has a wonderful network of people, you know, around the nation that also pray for her, because she's just an infection person. But Shane reached out and sent me a message after I got it in the truck when we went out to the parking lot. And so I kind of had a small breakdown from a grateful dad in my truck after I left.
Yeah.
But it's just beautiful. And to see that when we ask for those things. So I know we can't pray for everybody, because we don't know everybody that's in need. But I have my brother and sister-in-law are arriving today. Matter of fact, they might be in Douglas County right now, and I don't even know it yet. But they just came from her dad, who's not doing well down in California. And sometimes we pray for all kinds of different things. But honestly, I would say if people would pray for, his name's Dodge, for just peace. I mean, we know where he's going. We know what's happening. Yeah. But just peace and love and kindness for this whole family to just get through a really difficult, hard time that they will be facing in the upcoming months. And I would be ever so grateful, because that's super personal to me, and I love them to pieces.
So, and I also would like to encourage our listeners of, if you need prayer, if you feel like you'd like some prayer, and maybe, you know, don't want to go public, that's fine. How about just message us at Premier Insurance or the Q? We'll add you to our prayer list and include you in our prayers, and just ask it, you know, Douglas County to pray for you. And not naming,
we don't have to.
God knows. So anyway, that's a great story. And thank you to everyone out there for seriously, you know, for remembering others. That's what makes this county so amazing.
And we are. We're the best. You know, normally it's the local business buzz, which Umpqua Survival is so amazing to sponsor.
Okay. Still sponsoring.
So
did
they still sponsor? God love them. So
Today we're just buzzing.
So today we're just buzzing about other things because sometimes the greatest intentions just don't work out with people. So and it's like, okay, we got lots to talk about, but that's not enough.
Yeah, so I apologize for everything that happens from here on out because we're just ad-libbing.
No, that's not true. But I do want to do some updates because we have had some local business buzzes.
Buzzies.
Who have gotten back to us and said, hey, people came in because they heard it on the show or they visited us and we asked how they heard about us and it was from the show. So,
yes, there's got to be at least 28, 29 people out there listening.
I was actually at Little Brother's Pub and they laughed and they said, you know what? One of the guys was in there and having lunch, not that works there, but he said, yeah, I think you got a few more than you think. But, okay, the grilled cheese sandwich, they're not lying. It's good. And what have you had? You had the Cubano?
I had the Cubano, and it was excellent.
That was last time. The first time you had?
A pastrami sandwich, it was good.
Good.
The Cubano was excellent.
Which he did talk about and said people really like that.
It was good.
He did tell me that they're going to do a little twist and do grilled cheese with jalapeno and chicken. I'm not sure about that. I could maybe do the jalapenos, but I'm not sure about the chicken. So, but I might be brave and try it. But he said I could do it with or without the chicken. So God bless him for being flexible. But so anyway, it's just a great little place and have fun and go there for dinner. And I know Riverbend Live goes there for their board meetings and
Kyle shared some stuff. Good place just to kick back after work and meet some friends.
Yeah. And then F&B, which is also downtown, they stated everything's going great. They're really excited. They have their outdoor seating, and they are soon to announce some happy hour stuff happening. So listen for that. That should be coming the early part of next week that they'll be making some announcements and stuff on their Facebook page. But a lot of people are raving about the food. I mean, I see it all the time now.
And it is really cool because I'm hearing incredible feedback. Mm-hmm. And, it's here we are in our little downtown Roseburg, and we've got two of the most amazing places to eat, with True and F&B. So, mm-hmm.
Good food.
It really is. It's a different experience than you can get anywhere else in town. So mm-hmm. not putting anybody else, but, if you want something that's a little,
higher end maybe?
Yeah.
Yum.
Little classier, meat and taters,
That's good stuff too.
Yep. So.
So we're seeing results from this is all I want to say. So if you are interested in your locally owned operated business being on the local business buzz, reach out to us at Premier Insurance. Give Carlos a call at Umpqua Survival. Go out there and say something to him or to us. He'll always get us connected. We will always try to get you on if we can. And I
never force insurance on anybody. So you can just come on. I don't know, hard sell you.
No. And the thing is I think some people think that it costs. But you know what? Premier Insurance, your generosity, you sponsored the show. Carlos sponsors the local business buzz section. So because of the generosity of these two businesses, you can come on and talk about your local business at no cost to you.
All gratis.
So, yeah, give us a call. Get on here. Let us help tell your story. So we'd like to. Well, it's pretty much time for a break, Alan. We don't have a problem filling airtime anymore.
Holy smokes, you talk a lot.
We'll be back with more of your cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. And this is your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
I'm Alan Painter.
Still. Present and accounted for. I was telling Alan, there is so much happening this weekend that I kind of wanted to put that out in the universe because we're busy this weekend, Douglas County.
Yeah, but before we get into that.
Oh, what have we got?
Well, during our break, Shannon was...
Oh, no, you did not.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
so,
Alan.
So, Shannon was showing me how she could make chipmunk cheeks using her headphones. And
I've never done it before. I don't know what it looks like.
Soon as we're done here, please check out our Facebook
page.
You can all see what Shannon's chipmunk cheeks look
like. Oh, my gosh, you're horrible.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. So embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh, what a goofball.
I just take my headphones off because I like to let my ears like breathe for a second. I know they don't really breathe, but and so I put them around my cheeks and then I squeeze my shoulders forward. I'm like, oh, chipmunk cheeks. And I didn't realize it was going to end up on social media. But, oh, well.
Oh, they love
enjoy a
cameras.
Giggle at my expense, y'all. Good gravy. Okay, back to all the things happening in Douglas County. So the Arts Festival is this weekend. So if you want some music, like we talked about earlier, some nice music or some arts and crafts, and our little friend at the lemonade stand.
Oh,
the
he's going to be there.
He is going to be there. So go tell Isaiah hi from Premier Insurance. We just love that little kiddo. So the best lemonade stand in town is going to be there, along with other food trucks and vendors and all kinds of good stuff. So that is the 23rd through the 25th. So starts tomorrow through Sunday. Riddle Sawdust Jubilee. Boy, that was a hard one. Their car show is this weekend from 9:30 to 4:30. That's going. And then the Myrtle Creek Brew Fest. I think this is their second time of doing that. And that's from 2 to 6. And so all kinds of cool stuff going on. Something else, since you're over there busy posting.
I'm sorry.
It is done, folks.
It is
done. It is, oh,
check
Lord.
Out your Q Facebook page to see Chipmunk Cheeks. Sorry.
You started something. Something cool.
What?
Evergreen Family Medicine has their new Sutherland office is open and urgent care is open 7 days a week. Sutherland. Yay, you.
I was wondering, because as I went out Wednesday to conduct business at the golf course, that's my
first
story,
seven holes.
And I'm sticking to it. And I drove by, I was like, whoa, there's not contractors' cars. These are normal cars.
Yeah, so
and
they did their open house like 2 weeks ago, but, you know, it takes time to get up and going and all that. But an urgent care 7 days a week and all of that in Sutherland at this gorgeous, beautiful new building down by Dakota Street Pizza. So that's a win for the people of Sutherland and surrounding areas.
Absolutely. And knowing Dr. Powell, having met him through you, he's just an incredible man. And, and as typical of any organization, especially Premier Insurance, you know, you look at the heads of these organizations and it really flows down to who they are as a staff and as everything, you know, because I'm the head of Premier Insurance, and happy and jolly. Everybody in my office is happy and jolly, except Shannon and the chipmunk cheeks. But she's going to be a little grumpy when she sees all the feedback we get on that.
Oh,
but,
great.
You know, but really, Dr. Powell's an amazing man, and he everywhere he's touched is a amazing, you know, group of people who are dedicated to serving our community. So I'm excited. The more people like that expand, the better we all are.
Yep. But I thought that was really cool. Well, so that's a lot for one weekend, and like we're happening. There is things happening. Check them out.
That was a very insightful response.
Thank you. And
What else we got?
So, Umpqua Survival. Again, want to reiterate that they started closing on Sundays. They'll pick those back up later in the year as it needs it. But they have a class August 5th down at the South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club that they're taking spots for now. It's called Suppressor Range.
I saw this.
Takeover. Dun, dun, dun. I felt like it needed its sound effect. I don't know.
Oh, if you've never
Leon,
shot,
that was for you because he's really excited about it.
What an opportunity to go down and shoot a suppressed firearm.
I've not done that before.
Oh, it's so cool.
Honestly.
I have a suppressor.
So, pretty cool. But anyway, check out their website. Get on there and
sign
get
up.
Your email there for the vlog and their updates, newsletters that they're sending out, all kinds of stuff. Carlos is working really hard on those things with the guys. And they got in a bunch of new stock. I mean, like a lot. And some primers and all kinds of stuff, some pistols, all kinds of stuff.
And
go check it out.
That, well, I really would encourage everyone to sign it because They're not just sending out sell stuff. A lot of what they set out is educational. It's well worthwhile to sign up. I mean, most of the time, I know how we all are. Oh, crud, they're going to fill up my box. But it really is very, very insightful and educating, the stuff that Carlos and his team are sharing. So I'd encourage everybody to sign up. And it's not just firearm stuff. So it's across the whole spectrum.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Because you got to know the crew out there. They like a good time.
And it's the big dog.
The big dog. So our weekly winner of the $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival is, I'm not going to say this name right probably, but Darcy Hengo. I'm not sure, but I'll call you and let you know. So if your phone rings, and that sounds like your name, it'll be me telling you that you won.
Another lady.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Darcy can be both, but yeah, I'm thinking
way.
So. I don't know.
That's probably the most truthful thing you said all day.
That I don't know.
You don't know.
You're probably right.
Google it.
Yeah, Google chipmunk cheeks, apparently. Anyway, kind of funny. But there's a lot happening on, so nobody should be sitting at home doing nothing this weekend, y'all. Good weather.
Sawdust.
Whatever. I have my family reunion.
And the Sawdust Jubilee?
No.
When's that?
We're out at John's. The Sawdust Jubilee is this weekend. I said that earlier. From 9:30 to 4:30. They're doing a car show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
It's summer, and this is what we love about summer, being outside with friends and family, and especially celebrating our country just by being together and just loving on each other. So,
yeah.
Please, if you drink and drive, don't boat, and get an Uber or get somebody responsible. Yeah. So let's have a safe
Enjoy
summer.
Enjoy it safely. Yeah. Yep. Well, you know what? It's that time, y'all. So you know what to do until next Thursday, Douglas County. You need to be kind.
And God bless you all.
Absolutely. And don't go to the Facebook page.
Yeah. Go see the chipmunk.
Don't see the chipmunk.
Chip.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful week. And we will be back next week with more.